Coming up on today's show.
What I love about our faith is it's not suffering for no reason, for no purpose. When we go through hardship, when we go through things that, you know, this isn't very comfortable. I mean, it's not my choice. You know, God has a purpose for it.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, the SiriusXM app, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is CatholicSportsRadio.net or CatholicSportsRadio.com. They will both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for the free Catholic Sports Radio e-newsletter that gets sent out every Monday when a new episode releases. Social media for this show is Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram, all of which there are links for at the top of the website. I invite you to engage with me and the show through one or more of those. And then the Catholic Sports Radio community is the Facebook group, whose members are both listeners and some past guests. There is no cost to join that. The quick way to find it is the big white button that is immediately below my picture near the top of the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. I so enjoy hearing from listeners. Social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through Bruce at CatholicSportsRadio.net. If you did not hear last week's installment of this show, this is a first-time occurrence, a two-part episode of Catholic Sports Radio. Last week, we heard the first half of Jim Mullen's powerful story, his conversion from Presbyterian to Catholic, and his call to the diaconate. This week, we continue the conversation, looking at how faith and athletics have shaped his ministry, from the football field to the homeless outreach vans, and how he now serves as a deacon at the Church of the Nativity in Leawood, Kansas, and as a board member for Nativity House. I strongly recommend you listen to part one of my conversation with him if you have not heard it already. Jim, I really appreciate all the time you're giving to this. Let's go back to your days playing college football. You were a middle linebacker at William Penn and Missouri Western State. Tough positions on tough teams. What did those years in football teach you that later showed up in your ministry?
Well, I played middle linebacker and, you know, just perseverance. You know, I was alone. I knew I was going to be married to my wife, but she didn't come to either of those schools. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of friends from high school either, none. And so being focused on, okay, I'm supposed to be playing football. I felt that that was what I was supposed to be doing. And, you know, that just perseverance and focus and dedication to overcome maybe your personal, what might be easier, and just become more dedicated. And I think that really, that helped in the rest of my life, not just in, you know, business, but in everything that I've done. Just, you know, when something's important, when God gives you a direction, that's what's important. That's what you stay focused on.
Yeah, perseverance, focus, dedication, audience, you're scratching your head saying, when Deacon Jim said that, is he talking about perseverance, focus, dedication in football or in faith? And the answer is yes.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Faith is what really got me through playing 4 years of football. Mm. I had a coach at one time say, you never quit in the middle. You know, you can quit at the end of the season, but you never quit in the middle. Mm. And, you know, that got me through seasons that were like, okay, this is really hard, injuries, and, you know, things aren't, you know, going quite what I thought they would be. At one time, really, at William Penn, I realized, you know, I'm not going to be, I'm not going to the NFL. Mm. And I really had, they didn't have the degree I wanted. That was at Missouri Western, which was computer science. So I recognized I needed to get an education, but I felt like I was still called to use the gifts that God had given me. And, you know, sports just really helps us separate the easy life or something that's more difficult to attain. So to stay at Missouri Western, to finish my degree, I just remember those words, don't quit in the middle. It's a little bit like Ignatian discernment as well. You know, when things aren't going well, don't stop what you're doing, you know, discern. And it's very similar to that. And I learned a lot of lessons that I can see parallels in a lot of aspect of Ignatian spirituality.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. In the intro on last week's episode, I listed off all your extensive sports participation, meaning not just those college football years. You did compete in 3 postseason bowl games, but you also later played lacrosse, you swam open water events, you even did triathlons. I wonder, how has maintaining an athletic lifestyle continued to shape your spiritual life, as you just started to hint at?
Well, you know, you really connect, especially with cycling and swimming, long distance swimming. It's a great way for me to really kind of focus on the Lord. Conversations are much deeper. You know, when I've got my body distracted doing something for a long period of time and it's tired, I find that my soul can open up a lot deeper. And those are some of the best times of spending time with the Lord and really allowing Him to talk. Yeah, that's always been a very important part of, you know, my background, was just having that opportunity to really focus on the Lord in that type of, you know, activity.
Well, additionally, sticking on the topic of sports, you have coached youth sports and you raised 3 daughters who were athletes themselves. What did coaching teach you about faith, about patience, about leadership, not just on the field, but as a husband and a dad?
Well, it's humbling, if nothing else. You have visions of victory and success, and you know, it really does come back down to the lives and personality and what you're teaching each of those kids. And that comes out so clearly. And even with parents, you know, they get caught up in, you know, success and potential scholarships or greatness. But it's, what are the lessons? And I kept thinking back to what coaches taught me. You know, individually, what did I need to do? And really the focus, you know, I was so appreciative of coaches that really pushed me to bring out of me something that, you know, frankly, I didn't know was there. They saw it and they knew they could get there, but they had to push a little bit harder. And sometimes you think, oh, they're, you know, why are you being so mean to me? But it's the reality, in the end, when it happens, you're like, thank you. Well, oftentimes it's years later, but you start to realize, wow, you taught me an awful lot. And there's a lot of gratitude with that. And I tried to take that more into when we coached, and my wife would help coach as well in some of the sports. And, you know, it's about the character and what we're teaching those kids. Not so much about the sport itself, but really about life and how you take these lessons into life.
Audience, as you know, my ministry ties together faith and sports, and I feel like in part one of this interview with Deacon Jim, we went heavy on the faith part, and we're starting off with a lot of the sports part on part two here in week two. I want to just kind of put a bow on all this. There's a line that you wrote to me, Jim, that really connects the dots. You said, quote, "Those years in the heart of the defense taught toughness, trust, and unity, traits that later shaped both leadership and ministry," end quote. Whether it's the football, whether it's the lacrosse, whether it's all the sports that you did, can you just elaborate a little bit more as we wrap up this part of the conversation about how sports did become a training ground for serving others?
Well, you know, it's I think at the heart of that is doing the right thing, doing the hard thing. And in business, there were lots of opportunities. You know, I recall in some of the businesses I was in, at least one, you know, we went through a period where we had to lay people off. And I said, you know, because I was an executive, and I said, you know, I want to meet with everybody individually. I don't want anyone to go away thinking this was their fault. And even though that's a difficult thing to do, I wanted to make sure that those people had confidence. And it was just too important. So this doing what's right when it's hard, if I learned anything, that's exactly what sports is about.
Wow.
It's not about just winning at all costs. It's, you know, it's winning like a Lombardi. You know, you've given everything. You're at the 50-yard line in a, you know, pool of blood and sweat, and you gave your heart out. You did you gave everything in an honest, sincere effort. That is winning. That is success. And it doesn't matter what the score is. If you gave everything, you know what? That's where you get all the benefit and really the glory. And so that's what it's all about. It's not about the score, not what the world says is success.
It reminds me of a conversation that I had 3 months ago. August 18th, episode 342 came out. It was my conversation with Brandon Alleman, who leads Live in You. It's a nonprofit helping teens. And he talked about when he was playing football and that he finally came to the realization that I'm not going to be the star player on the team. Football is not going to be my life. And so from the category of serving others, he started to realize how he could be of help to the other players on the team, including those that were playing in front of him, that he was not going to surpass on the depth chart. So great lessons here. And Jim, you talked about something last week that I want to bring back up just because I think it underscores a really great lesson. You've been deeply involved in outreach to the homeless through Operation Uplift. Again, you talked about this on part one. You described that as another moment when you felt God's call, not just understood it. What did that ministry teach you about seeing Christ in others?
Well, the lesson that I really learned in working with the homeless, it wasn't the food. You know, we would take them socks or, you know, the necessities that they need. It really was in remembering their name. The dignity that they felt being seen, because you remembered their name. Now, and you might ask them their name. A lot of people say, well, what, you know, what's your name? They tell you. But when you come back and you see them and you recognize them and you address them by their name without them asking, that is what's keeping them alive.
Wow.
And so realizing that the dignity of what we're being asked to do isn't just to provide food or what's going to keep them alive. What keeps them alive is knowing that they're a real person. They're cared about and loved. That's the power.
Yeah, and it makes me think of whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. When I was hungry, did you feed me? And so this is literally a way, audience, that Deacon Jim lived that out. And audience, by the way, I don't hope, I know you are hearing how active Deacon Jim is in his Catholic faith, in his parish, in his community. I sense that a number of you have that same desire to get more active with your spiritual beliefs. Alliance Catholic Credit Union created Alliance Catholic Foundation to increase opportunities to minister to the community. If you are interested in promoting Catholic culture, become a friend of the foundation. When you join online, you will receive a welcome packet and have an opportunity to open an account with Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Learn more at AllianceCatholicFoundation.org, federally insured by NCUA. be sure to tell them you heard about them on Catholic Sports Radio. This Thursday, friends, will be Thanksgiving. I would be remiss, firstly, if I did not encourage you to take Catholic Sports Radio during your holiday travels. That means both listening, maybe catching up on some past episodes as you drive, fly, or even just relax with some extra time off. But it also means pass the show along to family and friends that you encounter over the long Thanksgiving weekend. I would be grateful for you telling others about the show, why you listen, why you feel they would like it, how they can listen, and so on. But then secondly, I would ask you to pause and prayerfully consider your gratitude for this ministry. Take time to reflect on what Catholic Sports Radio has done to help your faith life. Consider the spiritual nourishment, and heck, maybe even the entertainment value, that you have enjoyed as you listen week after week, month after month, to my interviews with the great guests who we get to hear sharing their witness for our benefit. Trusting that you do find yourself being thankful for this ministry, I ask you not to share some turkey and mashed potatoes with me, but to send an expression of your gratitude to my ministry. You should know by now that this is a calling that I answered. It is my way of giving back with time and talent, as we so often hear in the Catholic Church. That also translates to, I don't get any income from doing this show. Yes, really, more than 6.5 years in. And that makes it all the more challenging for me to have to try to find a way out of my own pocket to cover the various expenses that go with operating this ministry, specific examples of which I have detailed over a number of episodes of this show. That is where you, including Catholic Sports Radio as part of your tithing, comes in. Please prayerfully consider a Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce. Here is some blessing money for your ministry. On the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net, there is a blue Donate to CSR button to do just that. It's fast, it's easy, and it's secure, and it will allow you to use a credit card, debit card, or even PayPal to send in your contribution. If you would rather send a check through the mail instead of putting a credit card number online, you can write to me via Bruce@CatholicSportsRadio.net for details on getting your financial gift to me that way. Regardless of which of those two methods you use, as you have heard me do on past episodes, I will happily say your name on an upcoming episode to express my gratitude to you for making a financial gift to Catholic Sports Radio. Or as some have asked me to do, you can choose to direct me to keep it anonymous. I'm grateful for your prayerful consideration as to this form of tithing to help me continue on in my walk with Christ and all of you through this ministry of faith and sports. Jim, you have said that being a deacon is not about preaching or serving at the altar. It's about serving people, especially the marginalized. How has that definition of service evolved for you over the years?
Well, I've got a lot more involved, especially with this director of evangelization and a lot more of the ministries that we have at the church. My wife and I do marriage prep, so we've taken about 60 couples through the preparation for marriage. And I also work in as an advocate for the Tribunal for Annulments. And I think being, people preparing for marriage and people that marriage didn't work out, being able to relate to them is so powerful. And in all the ministries that we're doing in Nativity, to see the people that are not just being served, but how they're impacted with, you know, what they've gone through. We have a process here. You write up what we call encounters with hope. And so I help people write up their own story about what they just encountered in some sort of, wonderful encounter with, some service they did where, this revealing happened. The Holy Spirit was obviously there. And it's so exciting to see these stories and how it impacts both those that are served and those that are delivering.
And then if that's not enough, also falling under the service umbrella, there have been two guests on this show from the nonprofit pro-life ministry Deacons of Hope. I'm referring to Deacon Michael Hill on episode 301 and Deacon Kevin Cummings on episode 222. And Deacon Kevin Cummings, the co-founder of Deacons of Hope, he not only played football with you at Missouri Western State, but he recently appointed you to the board of the Nativity House. For listeners who might not be familiar, what is Nativity House and what kind of work is being done there?
Well, it's a fabulous ministry. So when a woman is forced with trying to make that decision of whether she's going to have a child, and she's in a situation where she's not going to have any place to live, this is a wonderful ministry. It's a house that will take these women and support them and allow them to continue with their pregnancy. They'll get them to doctor's appointments, and they have a place to live. And it's a fabulous ministry that, frankly, if it didn't exist, the resource centers, they just don't have an answer other than being homeless. And so it's a fabulous ministry, and it's helped so many women get back on their feet and continue to have their children and start their life again, get a job and, you know, get back into society. It's just a fabulous ministry.
Praise God. Praise God. Jim, how do you see the intersection of faith and athletics? I'm talking about the way that discipline, sacrifice, and teamwork mirror the Christian life.
Well, a lot of these people from the Presbyterian Church, they were Irish and Scottish. And I remember one of the crests that one of the guys I really liked on the crest was suffer. In the Protestant world, you know, that's just suffering for just suffering's sake. But what I love about our faith is it's not suffering for no reason, for no purpose. When we go through hardship, when we go through things that, you know, this isn't very comfortable. I mean, it's not my choice. You know, God has a purpose for it. And it becomes something that really drives us. And it drives us in a closer relationship to understand how close Jesus, the Holy Spirit, how God is with us, and they're bringing us closer to the Father. In these times, these difficult times, they become something that you wouldn't trade. I was talking to a woman who, her husband had died. He had dementia, and it was a relatively long process. And I was saying, so, you know, how was it? And she said, well, you can't imagine, it's so hard. But she said, there were graces. There were definitely graces. And, you know, it's not that I would choose to do that, but the graces that were there, I can see how I grew. That's what she was saying, and how it touched her. And so that's just such a wonderful part of our faith, that even in the most difficult times, there are avenues that we couldn't get to if we didn't have that difficulty in our life. And frankly, that's what sports teaches us. You got to go through some pain to have success on the field. Well, that's exactly what we learn in our faith. Through pain, we grow closer to God.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And it's no wonder, audience, that Deacon Jim has had some sports-related homilies in his day. We're going to start winding down. I have two final questions, Jim. I wonder, if you were addressing a room full of athletes, I'm thinking maybe high school or college players, what would be your message to them about living their faith both on and off the field?
Well, I think it's know that you're there because God wants you to be there. That's the most important thing. If you're there just for yourself, if it's selfishness, you're going to have difficulty because it's going to be hard. And if you're there because the Lord has said, I want you to learn something, or there's a purpose for me to be here, you'll go much further. You'll be able to endure. You'll be able to persevere. You'll have something that will get you through those times when you just want to quit, when the pain is too much, or and frankly, without faith, it just becomes hollow. It's not a long-term way of finding real joy. Now, joy is when we find this relationship with the Lord, when he's throwing those rocks on the window and he's asking you to come out and play.
Yeah, think about that championship and maybe not the next day, maybe not the next week, but the next month, where you look in the mirror and you go, okay, well, now what? In fact, how satisfying was that championship if all you were playing for was yourself? So, great point, great point. And finally, Jim, after everything you've shared last week and this week, from linebacker to deacon, from the gridiron to the homeless outreach, what has been the biggest lesson the Lord has taught you about perseverance and grace?
Well, there's always something more out there. I'm never getting bored. I'm just fascinated that I'm still having things revealed to me. And every time something is revealed, you just, it's like, wow, it's amazement, it's awe. And that's the beautiful part of this, is that he doesn't stop. I mean, there's always something more that you can get excited about. You think you understand it all, but all of a sudden you realize you don't understand hardly anything. He's revealed something else that's just so powerful.
Ooh, well, these 2 weeks have been very powerful, as I knew they would be. And Jim, I really appreciate all the time that you've made for Catholic Sports Radio. Thank you so much for giving your time, and God bless you in the work that you're doing for our church and audience, just like he did last week. Deacon Jim has agreed to do our closing prayer again this week. So, Deacon Jim, I will leave it to you.
Thank you. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, loving Father, you reveal your love in every chapter of our lives. I thank you for this time, for Bruce's ministry, and for the listeners who seek to follow you more closely. Lord, let your Spirit reveal to each heart the unique mission you've placed within them, the work of mercy, the act of courage, or a quiet yes that will draw them closer to you. Give us the grace to notice your invitations and the courage to respond, trusting that every small act of faith builds up your kingdom. Bless Bruce and this program, that Catholic Sports Radio may continue to reveal your goodness through every story shared. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at CatholicSportsRadio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, CATH, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.